STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
You're a man. You can't get pregnant. You don't have to deal with the consequences of pregnancy. You have no idea of what is involved with this decision. And you're going to stand there when your rights aren't at stake and you have nothing to lose and try to stop women from having the option of abortion? What right do you have to argue against abortion? I was reading in the comments section a lot of your responses, and I noticed that you guys, responded quite well to the challenges. And actually, a lot of the things that I'm going to say echo what you guys have already said in the comments. So great job on that. Now, there's two related kinds of responses that I want to offer for you to kind of deal with this challenge. And the first response is to point out that this is simply an ad hominem attack. An ad hominem argument is simply when, instead of attacking the argument, you attack the person or the character of the person making the argument. That's precisely what's happening here. The abortion choice advocate is disqualifying your position, your pro-life view, simply because you have a penis. But of course, whether you have a male or female sex organ has nothing to do with the legitimacy of your response. The reason I know this is because a female pro-lifer with female sex organs could make exactly the same argument that I just made against abortion, and someone would still have to respond to that argument. So that proves that the gender of the person making the argument is irrelevant. By the way, if being a male somehow disqualifies you from speaking on abortion, then perhaps we should invalidate the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade, since it was decided solely by 9 male judges. Oh, and the next time a male child is born to the world, I refuse to allow the mother to decide whether that child should be circumcised. After all, how can a woman, even the child's own mother, possibly know what it's like to have part of your penis cut off? Here's a second response. At Standard Reason, we call this approach taking the roof off. This is known in logic as reductio ad absurdum. And it's when you accept the rationale of an argument, and then you follow the rationale to its logical conclusion. And if the argument leads to some absurd conclusion, then you can reject the rationale that led to that conclusion. So for example, you can take the logic of this argument that men can't speak on abortion and apply it to wife beating. So you could say that people who aren't married shouldn't be allowed to complain about men who beat their wives. After all, they aren't married. They don't know what it's like to be married to a woman. So they can't possibly know what it's like to experience that particular situation. Therefore, they should simply stay out of it completely and not judge the actions of men who perhaps beat their wives. You see, that statement is absurd. That's right. And so is the rationale that led to it. And that rationale is, if you're not a part of the situation, if you can't know what it's like to experience something, then therefore you can't complain about it. But that's precisely what the abortion choice advocate is saying when they say men can't speak about abortion because they don't know what it's like. Or maybe we can apply this logic to slavery. Would it be reasonable for a slave owner to say, well, you can't object to slavery unless you've personally owned and lost slaves? After all, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what the consequences are of losing a slave or having a slave. So you can't speak and object to that particular behavior. Of course, that particular statement is absurd. That's right. It's completely absurd. And therefore, so is the rationale that led to it. And so if it leads to an absurd conclusion, then we can also reject the rationale that led to it. And this is precisely the rationale that abortion choice advocates use when they try to defend abortion by simply dismissing men out of the equation and saying, look, you can't speak to this at all.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.